Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, October 7th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Okay, so let me give you just a quick primer on this impeachment madness. It's a circus. You know it's a circus. It doesn't mean much in the sense of, are there validity? Is there a validity to what's going on? There really isn't. But it's political. We got a big election coming up. That's what it's all about, as I told you last week. Here are the two sides encapsulated. All right, so the anti-Trump people say President Trump used his authority as the nation's chief executive to go to a foreign country's leader and ask that leader to give him dirt on a political opponent. Thereby, he has subverted the Constitution of the United States and abused his power. That's it. That's the anti-Trump view. The pro-Trump view is the president of the United States is trying to root out corruption that happened during the 2016 presidential election that has a link to Ukraine. Now, President Trump told me that directly, and there is some of this in The United States of Trump, a new book. I had no idea Ukraine was ever going to explode. But the bitterness that Mr. Trump holds toward Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden is clear. And I write about that. What happened and why he's so bitter. I'm not going to get into it now, but that's what drove the call to Ukraine. President Trump, wants to expose corruption. He wants to settle some scores with Obama, Clinton, and Biden. That's the pro-Trump side. And since I know that to be true, since Trump told me that 2 years ago, even more than 2 years ago, I mean, I got to put it forth. Okay. Now, Joe Biden himself has gotten hurt. And no doubt about it, his dealings with his son in Ukraine and China never would have surfaced had not it been for the attacks on President Trump. So CBS News asked Biden about it. Go.
How is your role as vice president in charge of policy in Ukraine and your son's job in Ukraine, how is that not a conflict of interest?
It's not a conflict of interest. There's been no indication of any conflict of interest from Ukraine or anywhere else. Period. I'm not gonna respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done. No president.
I said, we're not gonna give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Okay, so there was a conflict of interest. There's no doubt about it. And for Biden to deny it is foolish. Now, Biden's going to say the prosecutor in Ukraine was corrupt. I did a good thing by getting him out of there, blah, 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 boom. You know, you make up your own mind. But the fact is the fact that Joe Biden's son, with no experience in anything, took out, you know, maybe $1 million in Ukraine and $1.5 billion investment from China. That's a fact. And in the debate a week from tomorrow, the New York Times and CNN are running the debate, so you know what it's going to be. A lot of global warming, a lot of climate change, a lot of Trump is the devil. But they got to ask Biden about this. They have to. And you know Biden's got a script coming. That'll be the only interesting part of the debate. And that's, again, a week from tomorrow. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Bernie Sanders had a heart attack, and Bernie is in Burlington, Vermont. And guess who's going to Burlington, Vermont this weekend? That would be me. Maybe I'll bring over some cookies to Bernie. But here's what Bernie said after his operation got.
Hello, everybody. We're in Las Vegas. I just got out of the hospital a few hours ago, and I'm feeling so much better. I just want to thank all of you for the love and warm wishes that you sent to me. See you soon on the campaign trail.
Okay. So, you know, Bernie, I've never had a beef with Bernie other than he's a socialist communist and would ruin the country. That may be a beef, but personally, I get a kick out of Bernie, always have. He'd never talk to me because he knows that he lasts about 30 seconds. The main beef between Bernie and Elizabeth Warren is this. If you guys ever got into power, the whole American economy would collapse. It would be the depression of whatever year you take over. And that would lead to violence in the streets, and I don't want that on any level. Anyway, Bernie has no chance now. His health situation at 78 pretty much disqualifies him. I do believe he'll try to show up to the debate, but he's done. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, let's do some mail. This is from Don Emerson, Virginia Beach. Bill, you've spoken many times about softball questions from the Democratic debate moderators. If you were selected as a moderator for the next debate and had just one question asked Joe Biden regarding any topic, what would your question be? That's such a good question from you, Don. You might be a moderator. My question to Joe Biden would be this. Your son Hunter derived millions of dollars from China and Ukraine, and that coincided with your vice presidency. Do you feel any obligation to explain why your son got all this money when he really wasn't qualified? Now, notice I said, do you feel an obligation? He's never going to tell you the truth because Biden is not going to acknowledge the truth. It was a quid pro quo. Access is what was being sold. Now, did Biden say, please hire my son? No, I don't think he did. But the government's hired Hunter Biden while his father was involved with Ukraine and China. And if I were Joe Biden, I would have said to my son, no. Barry, just finished reading The United States of Trump. It may be O'Reilly's best book yet. Thank you, Barry. Certainly doesn't diminish Mr. Trump. I admire the guy. Who else could have done what he did? Nobody. Maybe Oprah. But I'm glad you liked the book. I wasn't in it to diminish Donald Trump at all. I told the truth about him. Some good, some bad. Jeremy Van Pelt, Frisco, Texas, finished a Trump book. What stands out is how he got out of bankruptcy. He always seems to win in the end. The book reads like a James Patterson novel, well-paced and entertaining. Well, thank you for reading it, Jeremy. I'm glad you liked it. The reviews on Amazon.com are mostly good. I'm surprised. And check those out. Ken Jacobson, Venice, Florida, just finished The United States of Trump. Couldn't put it down. Thanks for taking the time to give the reader a true and accurate understanding of the present. You're welcome, Ken. Okay.
Boston personal appearance, Understanding Trump tour, sold out. Palm Desert, California, sold out. Phoenix, Mesa, Arizona, November 16th. Some tickets left, but you got to get them now. They're zipping. Huntington, Long Island, same thing. December 15th, Sunday. Hannity says he's going to show up to do the introduction. That alone be the worth the price of admission. A few, you know, about 300 tickets left there. So you can get in, but again, these things are going to sell out. See you tomorrow.